The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
It sounds like you're going other producers and their sponsors.
It's close.
So we have the ability to have someone edit the mess we just made, right? Yes.
Yes, we do.
Oh, the powers that be here.
They are so grand fellows. Yes, they are.
Yes, they take good care of us. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
My name is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning, WTBR 89.7 FM, on your listening dial. And
one
I just realized the sign above your head on the wall usually says WTBR 89.7 FM, and it's gone. And it's the Kidney Bean record jacket. In its place, along with some other photos. Oh, okay. I just found another place in this room where it does say WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. You always need the little reminders.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Did that so well.
Thrown off when I don't have a reminder.
Okay.
I'm a note taker. I put notes all over the place.
I do that, but then I lose them.
I know. That's why I put notes all over the place. And I'm a little piece of paper note person. Like I'll find a scrap.
Yeah.
And then it'll get thrown away or misplaced or whatever. And then I find it years later somewhere else.
This is my to-do list from 1943.
You weren't even born in 1943.
True. But I made a list.
Yes. So I watched a movie last night, and it was called... I can't remember.
I never heard that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't remember.
It'll come to me. It's a girl's name.
Is that about amnesia?
Yes. It was so good, and then all of a sudden I realized it was going to be very sad.
Oh, no.
And it was one of those movies where the sadness built up to that moment of sad.
Uh-huh.
It was a slow build where you knew it was going to go one way or the other.
So did you stop watching it?
No.
Oh, you suffered through the whole thing?
And it's a true story.
Oh, great.
It's a true story. I'll find the... And then... This is late at night when you're just kind of hanging out and you can't sleep. And that was another one that popped up, and it was another true story. And it started where this little boy was out on his tricycle in the driveway. The parents were getting ready to go on a trip with their kids, and the little boy was out on his little tricycle, and they came out. He's 2 years old, and he was gone. And I said, "Oh my gosh, this is a true story too." And I thought, "I can't do this." So I fast forwarded it all the way to the end. To see that he was found.
Oh, good.
So I didn't even watch the movie. I couldn't. I just couldn't take it.
I don't do true stories.
Oh. They're good if they're happy.
No, or they're sappy then.
Well, no. They're happy.
It's got to be. Never mind.
They're happy. They're happy. So.
Holidays.
Holidays. So we're our schedule may be a little messed up.
Oh, it's a big mess
We hope that you got to, you were able to listen to our music show that was recently aired. And
we
what
had
it
a
was,
ball.
We had a blast. And it was an April Fool's joke where we swapped shows with another person from the studio, Phil Tierney, who does Berkshire Jazz.
Yep.
So we took over Berkshire Jazz, and he took over
Steph.
And I hope you enjoyed it. We had so many people respond to that show. They loved it. They want us to do another music show.
And we will.
You bet. You bet. So we will start with some holidays, and hopefully it's April while people are listening to this.
And
so.
it's not rainy, April. It's actually snowbegone coming down out there.
Is it?
Yeah, it's not rain. It's snowbegone.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've never heard that term.
I just made it
what
up.
You know, it. I was almost going to say, yes, it's snowbegone, like I knew.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't, because you could have looked at me and said,
you jerk.
Just made it up. So maybe today is the 18th.
Okay.
So we'll go with April 18th is Columnist Day, and the 20th is Lookalike Day. April 22nd is Jelly Bean Day.
Ooh, yum, yum.
I wonder why.
I don't care.
It's not even around Easter. Usually Easter's the jelly bean time.
Yeah.
You know? Kinda. 23rd is Take a Chance Day.
Ooh,
the
dear.
23rd is also Impossible Astronaut Day.
Do you make one up, or somebody tries to and doesn't make it?
That's scary.
What? Oh, boy. NASA, what are you doing?
Well, the 23rd is also Lover's Day.
Love your invisible astronaut.
Love your invisible astronaut, which is Taking a Chance, which is also that day.
Yeah.
And then there's another holiday on the 23rd, and it's World Pinhole Photography Day.
I like that.
What is it?
It's where you have a camera. Well, you make your own camera, you can. Like, say you take a cereal box and you put a tinfoil over the end of one and you poke a little tiny hole with a push pin, and you take pictures through that little tiny hole.
And it can be done?
Of course.
With your camera?
Well, yeah.
And it can get through that little hole?
Yeah.
Hey, look that one up, everybody. Pinhole Photography Day on the 23rd. Email us.
gmail.com.
That was good. You want to try that one again?
This is an off day, folks.
She was so confident. She was looking me straight in the eye because we know what to say, and well, almost.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Tell us what pinhole photography is. The 25th is DNA Day. The 26th is Pretzel Day. And the 26th is also Riker Scale Day.
Riker Scale?
Richter?
Gotcha.
Oh, I just destroy every single time everyone. And the 27th is Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day. The 29th is Astronomy Day. The 29th is also Zipper Day. And the 30th of April, the last day of April, is Honesty Day.
Oh, I'm going to stay in bed all that day.
Honesty Day? Really? You're going to have some trouble with Honesty Day? I'm going to have trouble with Riker Day.
Good gosh. All right. True or false? Okay. I have three of them.
I don't have a pen.
I only have one that's false. The other two are true.
One is false.
One is false.
Do you have a pen over there? We are penless. See, I have to write these down, because then as we're talking, I can kind of refer to them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
I hope it writes.
It does. Here we go. One is false.
Number one. The only guy without a beard in ZZ Top, his last name is Beard.
You know this one. I know you do. And we just did some ZZ Top.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
U2 was originally known as Feedback.
Oh, that, not, yeah, I can see where that wouldn't have worked at all. This pen doesn't work. Okay. Okay, it doesn't. Okay, go ahead.
I'll keep throwing pens at you. Number three, the Beatles song Martha, My Dear was written by Paul McCartney about his sheepdog, Martha.
Ah. Okay. So it's ZZ Top, it's YouTube, and it's Martha.
Yeah.
And we will repeat those at the top of the second half of our show. Let's quickly just chat about the eclipse.
Why?
Did you see it?
No, kind of. I saw a white, mushy, cloudy kind of spot in the sky because I didn't have any glasses.
Oh, gee.
But, you know, I know what it would have looked like, so I can imagine.
I've never seen one.
Well, this would have been my second.
Well, your second? Did you see the first one with glasses on?
Yeah.
And so you
yeah.
And then you took them off at totality. Did you see totality?
No, we didn't get totality here.
No. So we went to Maine.
Ah.
And we went to Burlington.
Mm-hmm.
We found a lovely park on the water. Everybody was so nice. Tripods were set up everywhere.
Yeah.
Kids were playing. It was so cool. Picnickers. It was really cool. And the most interesting thing, I think, was when it was almost totality and the temperature just dropped.
Huh.
Just dropped.
It did get a little bit cooler. Everybody and then it warmed back up again.
Yes. So it dropped. And then, of course, when it was totally covered, everyone cheered. And I have a video of that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I spanned the lake. And there was actually a sunset.
Cool.
Along the mountains where the lake is. It's all orange.
That's interesting.
That was very cool. And then, of course, you take off your glasses and you can see
nothing.
The totality.
You could?
Yeah, I have a picture of it. I wish that our viewers could see it. My grandson sent me this cool picture. There was a woman next to him that had a special camera. And
wow.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And it's actually even more beautiful than that.
And you can't see that, but I can tell you for sure it is quite beautiful.
It is, and it's even got the little, what are those called? The
shootout rays?
Those red things that were on it. The red.
The blazes?
I don't know.
Sunspots.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So it was just fascinating.
The reason I'm not real thrilled with all of this is because it's all that's been talked about for the last 2 weeks.
I know.
And my daughter, who lives now in Idaho, couldn't see a thing.
No, it wasn't there.
And was jealous of me because I could, and I went to North Adams and didn't see anything, and I had to tell her, sorry, kid.
Oh, was it cloudy here?
It was cloudy,
yeah. Because I know you could see it here, but it wasn't going to be complete.
No.
Which is why we headed up.
My sister lives in upstate New York, and she saw it.
Did she?
Yep. Totality.
It was very cool.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
All right. Solar rays, solar pins.
Oh,
those red things are called something.
There.
All right, so I have a whole bunch of different things.
Okay.
So I'm all over the place because what I have is all these papers that I collect.
Mm-hmm.
That's like part of the end of things that I didn't get to talk about because we were talking. So this is just a plethora of things.
Gotcha.
So you know how we have that little pocket in our jeans, the little one
mm-hmm.
right above the
mm-hmm.
big pocket?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that was for?
It was for a coin.
Pocket watch.
That's right.
And I think they were called, they weren't always called blue jeans. What were they?
Denims?
Trousers? Denim. I don't know if they've always been blue jeans. Wranglers. They were maybe Wranglers.
Levi Wranglers.
They always have that little pocket that was for a pocket watch.
But I'd like to know what size pocket watch is going to fit in
A little one.
Without a mini.
Yeah. Unless you had a size extra large jeans, maybe the pocket is a little bit larger.
Ah.
I don't know. Well, those are the kinds of things that I have today and odds other events. Things. Yes.
Okay. I have things that were interesting, but also I'm going back. I shouldn't have made fun of the solar thing because I'm going back to April Fools. I found some interesting facts about April Fools. In 1582, Pope Gregory 10, 11, 12, 13 introduced the Gregorian calendar, moving the start of the new year to January from April. Those who kept celebrating the old new year were ridiculed as April Fools, which started the holiday.
Ah, I wondered how that started.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
Okay.
You know what else is interesting?
What?
The Starbucks lid. So the Starbucks lid iced coffee cups can sweat a lot.
Really?
To catch that sweat, you take the top off, flip it over, and use it as a coaster.
But don't you want that sweat?
On the outside of the cup?
I don't know.
No.
I don't do Starbucks.
Oh, I think this might apply to many places where you can get iced coffee and turn the lid over and use it as a coaster.
Okay.
Which is a very clever idea.
Well, saves the furniture.
Mm-hmm.
The first documented April Fool's prank took place in London. A clever Brit announced a special event at the Tower of London. See the lions washed. No such public cleansing of jungle cats was planned, but the announcement drew a crowd of rubes.
And I would like to know what their reaction was to not be able to see that.
Oh.
I would have wanted
Where
to see
Where are the lions?
Yeah. Maybe they had, you know, other things going on there. And I wonder if they had to pay.
I would say no.
No.
But
anyway.
It
was just a trick.
Yeah.
Well, could be a fun day.
Okay.
So you know about Heinz 57 ketchup?
Sort of.
So the 57, why was there a 57 on your ketchup bottle?
Somebody's favorite number?
No.
Oh.
I always thought it was because there were 57 ingredients.
I think that's what they want you to think.
This says if you tap it,
yeah,
your ketchup will slide out faster.
So what's that got to do with 57?
You hit the 57, the number.
Oh.
And that is where you hit to make your ketchup come out of the bottle quicker. And
okay.
It says here only 11% of people are believed to know this.
Well, I guess I wasn't one of them.
I wasn't either. Were you ever asked?
I think I've read something like that before, but I don't remember the details.
Yeah.
It's not that important to my life right now.
I always wonder when I hear about polls.
Uh-huh.
I'm never asked.
Oh, really?
There's so many polls out there, and I think, where do they get all these people?
I go out of my way to avoid them.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how accurate they are.
I wouldn't think very.
No, I wouldn't think so either. Okay.
The earliest recorded American April Fool's prank took place in Middletown, Connecticut, where a handbill promised a marketplace for fool's coats. It said sellers should bring coats of various colors, yellow to predominate, with lots of tin bells and tassels.
That sounds like fun.
It does, and I wonder how it went, because they're not telling me.
Isn't that too bad?
Mm-hmm.
Your hat pom-pom.
Oh, those silly things.
They're cute. It says now they
are
just used for decorations now. However, the pom-poms used to be used by French Marines in the 18th century. They would cushion their heads if it hit the ship's low ceiling in the cabin.
Oh.
Interesting.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. I remember seeing, I don't know what.
Somebody hit their head?
No. The branch of the service where they have those little flat hats with the pom pom-pom on it. Who is
like
that?
It's not a beret.
It's kind of like a beret with a pom-pom on the top.
Are they English?
Maybe. But that's interesting to know.
Yeah.
These speaking pom-poms of, had a use.
Speaking of hat hair.
Mm-hmm. Mine today?
The magazine of the British Army reported that its guards' fur helmets needed trimming because the bear pelts were so thick that the hair continued to grow.
No.
The London Daily Express reprinted the prank story as fact, perhaps because it suggested a bear hormone could be a baldness cure. Growing on your head? Are you kidding me? Come on, people.
These are good. These are good. I like those. So the little bumps on the keys on your keyboard. So there's a bump on the F.
Yeah.
And a bump on the J.
Yeah. Those are good.
When your fingers are in proper typing, form the index, a typing form.
Uh-huh.
The index finger should be positioned on the F and the J. If you know your fingers are there, you can type without looking at the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
You'd know that if you went, to typing school.
Yeah.
These little design hacks make things a little bit easier.
I love those because I've used different typewriters and so forth, and they're all kind of different, and they can give you trouble.
I don't remember those little bumps on a manual typewriter. They probably still had them, maybe.
Or I think they had them and stopped them and put them back on the computers.
Remember those typewriters, how hard you had to push?
Oh, my. They were a work.
You people out there who have never used one of those, we had them in school.
Say bye-bye to fingernails.
Man, that was tough.
Yeah.
Push hard. And then I can remember we had a few electric typewriters in our class, and you'd try to get into class early.
To get those.
So you could get the electric typewriter with that little ball that spun around.
They were so noisy, too.
They were, but boy, you didn't have to bash those keys.
I think I'm still bashing because I got used to that.
Yes.
Okay. When residents of Sitka, Alaska, awoke to see smoke rising from Mount Edgecombe, officials responded to a possible volcano eruption. But really, a group of people had piled hundreds of tires and greasy rags in the crater and set them on fire. That would be scary.
That's a big project right there.
That's huge.
That's a big project.
And that would have lasted a long time.
I didn't know Sitka existed. Sitka was a location in a movie that I saw. Of course, you know I like movies.
Uh-huh.
And Sitka, Alaska, was where these people were going. And you said Sitka, and I realized it's a real place.
Yeah.
Sitka. It's kind of a cool word.
Do you like movies because real life isn't adventurous enough or something?
No. You know what's really cool? Mark also likes movies. And we have our best friends who also like movies.
Uh-huh.
So it's just fun to go. They get popcorn. I have been eating some popcorn, and it's just cool entertainment.
Okay.
As long as they're not, you know, I'm a PG-13 kind of girl.
Oh,
or
my.
PG or G.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah. Otherwise, I won't go or I'll walk out.
Yep. You couldn't go with me.
Okay. Hey, the hole in the cap of your Bic pen.
Yes.
You know about that.
Yes.
So for those of you who don't know, it's a safety feature. A lot of people put the pen caps in their mouth and accidentally inhale the cap.
Mm-hmm.
The hole allows air to get through so they can breathe while they get help. It makes you wonder how many lives have been saved because of this added feature.
Kind of like kitties, most probably.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they have them. They have the worst problems with them.
The hole doesn't seem large enough to really keep you alive, though.
But it does.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That makes me think of the airplanes. The windows have the little tiny air hole, too.
Mm-hmm.
Bet you didn't know that out there.
Mm-mm. It's right at the bottom, right?
Yep.
That little tiny hole.
When an Associated Press reporter asked Boston University history professor Joseph Boskin about the origins of April Fool's Day, he jokingly cited a fictitious King Kugel, the name inspired by a noodle dish.
Yes.
He was shocked that the reporter had run the gag as fact.
Yes. Have you had kugel?
No.
I don't know what nationality it is. I think it's a bread dish. It's a dessert dish.
Okay.
Kugel. I think it's spelled with a K.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, kugel. Doesn't say, huh?
K-U-G-E-L.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It's some kind of dish. I've had it.
It's a fish?
It's a dish.
Oh, I was going to say, that's not a dessert.
So you know the black grating on your microwave window?
Uh-huh.
It's called a Faraday shield.
Okay.
How about that?
Can you run? See, I had one of those microwaves, and the glass on the outside broke, but not on the inside. And I saw that black grid and everything, and I wondered if I could still use it.
Well, it says it prevents the microwaves from escaping and turning the box into what they call a Faraday cage. Your food also won't cook properly if the rays escape. Oh. So if you thought that this cage was just making it harder to see your food while it cooked, think again. Oh. So you also don't want the microwave rays coming out at you.
Uh-huh.
Did you fix it?
No, we threw it away.
Oh, you have a new one?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah.
For earth-shattering impact, few pranksters can beat the British DJs who said a replica Titanic could be seen from the cliffs of Beachy Head in East Sussex. Crowds flocked to view the made-up ship, and part of the fragile cliffs cracked, then later crumbled.
Oh, gee. With the people on it?
Because they broke the mountain.
The people did?
Yeah, there were too many people.
Did they die?
I have no idea.
Oh, my goodness. We should have done our April Fool's joke like that. We could... Okay, no one listen now. Next year, we can do a whole April Fool's show and see how many people we can get to come here and look in the window.
Oh,
but we're not live.
That's true.
Oh, we'll have to do a live show.
Oh, we'll think of something.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Whatever you've just heard.
Don't listen.
Mm-mm. You have extra holes in your shoes.
What?
You have extra holes in your shoes.
What?
Do you have extra holes? The ones at the top of your sneakers.
I didn't know there were holes.
There's those holes for your laces.
Oh, those. Okay.
They are meant to be used so you can tie your shoes in different ways. This can help compensate for things like a damaged toe or a bad stride. These extra holes in your shoes make it so you can change the fit or the look of your shoes depending on your preferences.
Okay.
And I have to say, there's some truth to that.
All right.
I've used them.
Yeah.
And it does make the shoes fit different if you continue up and use that top hole in your sneaker. You can use
it
or not.
Your boots have them, too, your winter boots.
Yeah. It helps pull the boot, the shoe or the boot or the sneaker.
To the heel.
Try it sometime.
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
Burger King took out a full-page ad in USA Today explaining that Southpaws could order a lefty Whopper with condiments rotated 180 degrees, creating a left-handed taste.
Diapers retain moisture.
I hope so.
I hope so. We talked about diapers. You used cloth diapers, didn't you?
In the very, very beginning, but only because they wouldn't allow me to use the plastic ones.
Yeah.
But then after that, when I moved away, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I never used a cloth diaper in my life.
That's not
pretty. I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry that I did that. But back then, no one talked about the environment.
Right.
But diapers retain moistures, and they aren't just for doo-doo. You place, you ready? You place the diaper in the bottom of a potted plant to help it retain moisture for longer. This would be great for those summer annuals that require daily watering. How about that for a clover?
That's interesting.
Mm. You get some diapers and you cut them, I guess, and you put them at the, or maybe you don't cut them. Maybe you just put them in the pot, and I guess you can get a preemie diaper.
Because you've got to be really careful on, you've got to be really careful about root rot.
I don't know why I'm laughing. It just doesn't. It just sounds funny. Yeah.
Well, you know.
How long would it stay? Yeah. How long would you want it in there for?
Well, how often do you repot your pots?
Well, I guess I don't know. Well, you could, you know, make a hole in your garden, put a pot in it, and then get another pot that's the same size and put your plant inside the pot in the hole in your garden. I know you wanted to hear that again.
Yes, dear. Let's see. Do I have... Oh, that's not what I want. Okay, let's try this one.
While you're trying...
Go ahead.
Stop invasive plants. Simply cut the bottom off of a plastic pot and then bury it in the ground. This is different. This is cutting the bottom off.
So you say...
Use it for invasive plants that tend to grow too large, like a hosta or any tuber or anything that spreads.
Pothos.
Yes.
Philodendron.
But you wonder if it does get to go down through the hole in the bottom of the plastic pot, will it then go up toward the surface somewhere else? You know what I mean?
I do.
This simple garden technique limits the growth of the root system, giving you better control over the size of the plant, and it also protects the plants around it. I like this idea.
Okay.
Because I do have some plants I love, and they just take off. You know, like a butterfly bush, I think that takes off.
Oh, I like those.
They're really nice.
I used to have one at the old house.
Yeah. You can go dig it up, you know.
It's a big tree.
Oh, okay. All right. We won't look for you to do that.
Several weeks ago, coming home from work on a crowded bus, I stood next to a woman and her small son. I asked if she wasn't afraid the little boy would be crushed. She said, "Not at all. He bites."
WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's evcohypnosis.com. Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
It's a revolution!
Yeah, baby, yeah!
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
And we're back for the second half of our show. And front.
And sides.
I'm Lynn.
Top and bottom. Bev.
Together we're
stuff.
Every Thursday morning at 8:30 WTBR 89.7 FM on your listening dial. So before you do your true or false, I just want to say that I did some updating. The movie I watched last night was called Tulsa, T-U-L-S as in Sam A. That's the name of a little girl. That's the movie, Tulsa. Just be ready.
Is that the sad one?
Yeah.
Okay.
We talked about Sitka, Alaska.
Yes.
So the movie was The Proposal, with Sandra Bullock, and it was a really cute movie. She's the CEO or some big wig in a corporation, and she is Canadian, and she's in the United States illegally.
I've seen it.
And she forces her assistant to marry her, and they go off to Sitka.
Yes.
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 That was a cool movie. And I also wanted to talk about the earthquake after you do your true or false.
Oh, yeah, we had one here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It didn't come anywhere to me, but...
Okay.
The only guy without a beard in ZZ Top's last name is... Beard. U2 was originally known as Feedback. The Beatles song, Martha, My Dear, was written by Paul McCartney about a sheepdog, Martha.
All right, I think I've got it.
Okay.
I think I've got it.
All right.
So you didn't feel the earthquake?
No.
Oh.
Had no idea.
No. When did you find out?
I just heard somebody talking about it somewhere.
Maybe the next day or so?
Yeah.
I felt it.
Where was it?
In Pittsfield.
No, I mean, do you know where the
New Jersey, I believe, was where it started.
Oh.
And I know it could be felt in a lot of places. I was actually getting ready for a procedure. So I was home and I was lying on my bed because I felt horrible.
Oh, okay.
And because, you know, you have to drink the stuff.
Oh, I did it the other way where you send in... Yeah,
it
was that was easier.
I took the pills, let me tell you. That was worse than the stuff. It was awful the morning of. Yeah, not good. So I was not good. And I'm laying in my bed. I had called the doctor and said, I am a mess. You know, lightheaded, dizzy, I'm going to faint, nauseous, everything. You'll be all right. You're a little bit dehydrated. You'll be fine. Just take a little sip of water, but stop drinking by 9:30. Well, it was 9:28. It was 9:28. I had two sips of water, and it was 9:30. So I'm laying there, and all of a sudden, my bed began to shake. And all I could think of was The Exorcist, the first one.
Ah.
And then the room began to vibrate, but the bed was shaking.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, these pills are powerful. It's shaking the you-know-what out of me. It's just like, what? And I panicked. And I thought, okay. I got up. I went downstairs. I'm looking around. I'm thinking, what the heck? Did something hit my house? Nothing. And so I went on my Nextdoor app, and I said, hey, I'm not nuts. My bed just shook all over the place. What's going on? And all these messages started piling into my app from people all in the area saying, yes, I felt it too. Yes, yes, it was an earthquake, blah, 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 blah. And I felt much better. And then I, you know, went and had my thing, and that was all. Yeah,
I've never felt anything.
It was scary.
Oh, well.
I guess some people felt some aftershocks.
Did you break anything in your house?
No, and I guess no one got hurt. I believe there was no damage. It was 4.8 on the Richter scale. Okay. So it wasn't that.
The Riker scale?
The Richter. Yes, the Richter and the Richter. It depends on your mood. If you felt it, it's Richter. If you didn't feel it, it's Richter. or vice versa.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, that was my earthquake experience, for those of you who care.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Oh, the English language often got the better of my German grandfather, a pastor. During one service, he announced that two members of his flock were getting married. You're all invited to the wedding, he told the congregation, and also to the parish hall after the conception.
Oh, that's great. So do you want to be happy? You want to be happy for the rest of your life? Better make an ugly woman your wife.
No, I don't.
Well, buffer.com.
Up and down is good.
What?
Up and down is good.
Up and down is good.
Yeah.
Buffer.com says, rub your ears if you want to be happy. The practice of stimulating the pressure points on your ear are believed to correspond to various parts of your body, your feet, your bladder, even your trachea.
Really?
It also can work to reduce negative emotions, rejection, self-pity, even bearing the burden of the world, to counteract depression or a feeling of being overwhelmed. Try massaging the outer ring of each ear.
People are going to walk around wearing those ear. What do you call them?
Massagers.
No.
Muffs.
Muffs, yeah. Earplug.
Wait a minute.
Ear something or other in the winter.
Hey, you and I.
Yeah.
We can develop an ear massager muffs.
For April Fool's?
No, to make money. And the muffs squeeze your ears, and you just put them on, and you walk down the street.
That hurts.
And while you're walking down the street, your ears are being massaged, and everyone will be happy and have healthy trachea.
Have you ever watched Star Trek?
Yes, I love
Star
Trek.
Have you ever seen the guys there with the big ears that get rubbed, and they think it's a crawl?
No.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Was that the old Star Trek?
No, it was
the newer one, not with William
Quark.
Shatner.
Quark.
Oh, I don't know that one. Okay. I'm getting dizzy. I'm rubbing my ears.
She's sitting here massaging your ears.
And my ears are, there's a lot to massage because they're big. I'm not sure. I'm feeling a little nauseated, actually. Yeah.
But she won't stop. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't feel good.
What's your vision like right now?
Ooh. Yeah, that's kind of weird. That's from buffer.com. Not me.
Okay. About a week after my son left for boot training, I happened to go into his room for an afternoon nap. His bed was still warm and cozy, and I seemed to feel his presence. I wrote and told him that either my mind was playing tricks on me or some supernatural phenomenon had comforted me. I was still trying to figure out the miraculous warmth when his reply came. Sorry, Mother. I forgot. Turn off my electric blanket.
Poor mom. He should have not said that.
No.
He should have just gone with it. Said, Mom, we have a deep connection, something that's been brewing for all of our lives ever since the birth of myself.
He should have just called his father and said, don't tell Mom, but turn it off.
So you want to be happy? Have lunch on the beach. If you eat at your desk, your happiness index score tumbles, according to a British study from the University of Suffolk. Take your sandwich to a park bench, dine at a restaurant, or enjoy your meals at home to up your happiness quotient. The most happy midday meal, find a spot at the beach.
Okay.
I love picnicking on the beach.
Yeah.
Bring your cooler. Everything's in there. You have your umbrella. You have to have sandwiches. You can't do things like salad or, you know, like meatball grinders. You have to have sandwiches like peanut butter and fluff, peanut butter and jelly, peanut butter and mayo.
Bananas.
Bananas. You can have a tuna.
Oh,
tuna
that
fish
would make,
sandwich.
That would scare the fishies.
This is true. You have a little, pack yourself a little lunch with pickles and things like that. Sorry.
I think she's going there now.
Oh, I am in my head. My sister's in Florida right now, and I'm jealous.
Mr. and Mrs. Shaw were on safari in Africa, walking through the jungle. Suddenly, a huge lion sprang out of the bushes and seized Mrs. Shaw, dragging her off. Shoot, she screamed to her husband. Shoot! I can't, he shouted back. I've run out of film. not what you expected?
No. No. So you want to be happy? You're not going to like this.
Uh-oh.
Eat grass-fed meat. An Australian study of 1,000 women found a strong correlation between mental well-being and red meat. Researchers noticed that participants who ate less than the recommended amounts of beef or lamb, between 2 to 4 ounces, 3 or 4 times a week, were twice as likely to suffer from depression and anxiety disorders. After ruling out various factors and other proteins, they believed that the animal's grass-fed diet factored into the results, as it produces meat higher in key nutrients like omega-3s. So does that mean that we're depressed? Because I don't eat meat that often at all.
And I never eat red meat.
Right.
Or white meat or blue meat or pink meat.
I don't even remember the last time I ate red meat.
Steaks?
Nope.
Nope.
Hamburger? Nope. Because I get veggie burgers and vegetable meatballs, which are really good.
Yeah.
They really are good. I actually made pasta one time, and I used those meatballs, and nobody knew.
So, cool.
Yeah. So I guess we're depressed and we have anxiety.
Oh. Okay. Well, here's a nervous one. I was already a nervous wreck about my upcoming surgery. It didn't help matters when the admitting nurse absentmindedly asked me, "Have you had a hysterectomy before?"
Oh. So that's why when you go to have surgery, you write notes on your body with a permanent marker.
Yeah.
Not this leg, not this whatever. No. I have had surgeons mark me. I had a bone spur.
Uh-huh.
And they did. They marked the toe that they were supposed to
clean,
open.
Yeah.
And yeah. That was a crazy surgery because I was awake. They numbed me from my knee down, and I could hear the... that wasn't good.
No.
And one of the nurses had come in the beginning of the surgery, well, I should say before it started, and sat next to me. They had a little tent up in front of me, you know.
So you couldn't see it?
She sat next to me, and she put her hand on my shoulder. And I thought to myself, well, this is stupid. I'm an adult. I don't need comfort. But when I started hearing the noises, the filing, I got a little nervous and was glad she was there.
Wow.
Yeah, that was creepy. Yeah, want to be happy?
Don't do surgery awake.
Move to Norway.
Why?
Well, that's what this website says.
They're the most depressed people?
Buffer.com. Norway has been crowned the happiest country in the world.
Oh.
Yeah, you want to be happy? Go there.
I
don't know the name of this institute. It's a prosperity study which compared 142 countries around the globe. The United States ranks 12th. Why Norway? Maybe it's because 95% of the residents are satisfied with their personal freedoms, or that 74% of Norwegians believed most people are trustworthy. It could also be the country's natural beauty, including spectacles like the Northern Lights.
Okay.
12th. We're 12th.
As the hedge fund manager gets out of his brand new Porsche, a truck goes racing by, taking off the door. "My Porsche, my beautiful silver Porsche is ruined," he screams. A police officer on the scene shakes his head in disgust. "I can't believe you," he says. "You're so focused on your possessions that you didn't even realize your left arm was torn off when the truck hit you." The hedge fund manager looks down in absolute horror. "Oh, no," he cries. "My Rolex."
Oh, my gosh. Talk about possession addiction. I thought you were going to say my Versace.
Oh.
The suit.
Close.
I like the Rolex. Hey, you want to be happy? Oh, this one's... sell real estate.
Really?
What's the happiest job in the country? Real estate agent, according to Forbes. The job site CareerBliss.com polled more than 65,000 people on workplace happiness factors like office environment and compensation, and found real estate agents at the top of the list.
You're kidding.
Other careers to consider for maximum joy include senior quality assurance manager, senior sales representative, and construction supervisor. The lowest levels came for customer service associates, marketing coordinators, and legal assistants to be of the group of unhappy people at their jobs.
What would we be?
We're happy.
We're off the chart.
We're happy. We don't have a job. We don't get paid. This is by choice.
This is by choice. So that's how crazy we are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Young father took a seat on the bus next to an elderly man and plopped his one-year-old on his lap. Just as the little boy began to cry and fidget, "That child is spoiled, isn't he?" said the old man. "No," said the dad. "They all smell that way."
There are people who can have quick comebacks like that that are really good.
Yeah.
Really good. So you want to be happy? Listen to some sad songs. How about that?
Really? That'll make you happy?
They provide emotional release. How could they? And why do we seek them out? A survey questioned 722 people from around the world, and they discovered that there are four main reasons we take comfort in melancholy songs. They allow us to drift off into imagination. They might provide us emotional regulation. They allow us to relate to common emotion, so we feel empathy. And they're divorced from our actual problems. No real life implications.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So
it's kind of like daydreaming.
Maybe. Maybe.
Hmm.
But I listen to sad songs. They provide an emotional release that makes you happy.
I think I'd cry.
That oh, she's crying.
Make me happy.
I know. Oh my gosh, I know. Watch that movie, Tulsa. You'll cry if you want to cry.
No way. The editor of a Vermont weekly sent to one Hiram Sparks a notice that his subscription had expired. The notice came back with the laconic scrawl, "So's Hiram."
Oh. Do another one. These are cute.
Visitor to the War Department, "I have crossed a homing pigeon with a woodpecker. It not only delivers the message, it also knocks on the door." "I don't think I look 30, do you, dear?" asked the wife.
"Oh.
"No, darling, not now," her husband replied, "but you used to."
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah,
that's really dangerous. There's no right answer sometimes when we ask our husbands questions. They can't win.
No, and you should know it ahead of time, ladies.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah, because they can't win, either, no matter what they say.
Yeah.
So if you would like to be happy, spend money on experience and not stuff.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know that spending money on life experiences will make us happier than spending money on material things, but we can't seem to stop ourselves from choosing the wrong option. So there was a study in the Journal of Positive Psychology that surveyed people before and after they made purchases. The series of studies concluded that we're more likely to spend on items than experiences because we can quantify them more easily and we want to see the best value for our dollars. However, they found that this study, the study subjects, reported that after they spent experiences brought them greater well-being, and they considered them to be a better use of money. So I know when I buy things, even if it's just clothes or something I need, there's this
surge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't last.
Oh.
Does yours?
Yes.
Example.
I could go shopping forever.
And then still feel good when you get home?
Yeah, because I got something to look forward to.
The shopping or the stuff?
The stuff.
Ah.
And if I don't do it right away, that makes the anticipation harder.
Oh. So when you want to shop, you just shop.
I do. I can shop online forever, and I filled up so many carts and everything. I just got to remember to, you know,
yeah,
delete it before I go anywhere.
Aha, 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 aha. Speaking of shopping, I needed to buy some gifts on Thursday for Sunday.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, my gosh. And I needed several. And I thought, oh, my gosh. I don't want to go out and look all over the place for stuff.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and went on Amazon. I ordered everything, and it was there Saturday. How can you beat that kind of thing? I mean, really?
I know. There's so many sad stories about people that work there, but I love Amazon.
I know. I would love to visit an Amazon warehouse, a distribution center, and just watch. I would like to be perched somewhere.
And see all the rats run around?
And just watch this process. How did I order 5 things on Thursday and get them all delivered to me on Saturday?
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah.
It just blows my mind how that works.
Did you have to pay extra?
I did not. I have Prime.
I
don't pay for shipping.
I have Prime, too. I like Prime.
It's great. So
we are not advertising.
No, we're not. And I still like to clothes shop and grocery shop.
But I shouldn't do that.
But, man, I'll tell you, it is.
I can't do it without
easy.
A list.
I can't either.
Oh, God.
But even if I have a list and I need 5 things, I end up buying 100
6
things.
Or 7,
oh,
yeah.
Not good.
The only guy without a beard in the ZZ Top band has the last name of Beard. U2 was originally known as Feedback. The Beatles song Martha, My Dear was written by Paul McCartney about his sheepdog, Martha.
I believe that YouTube was originally called Feedback is false.
You'd be right. Actually, the site that I was looking at said originally it was, but then I found another site that said before it was Feedback, it was called the Larry Mullen Band.
YouTube?
Mm-hmm. Because there's a gentleman in the band called Larry Mullen, and it was his band.
So YouTube started as a music thing?
U2.
U2 who?
The band U2.
Oh!
You thought I said YouTube? Oh, honey. Oh.
I even wrote it down. YouTube.
Bono would not like you.
Who's U2?
You've never heard of U2, the Irish band?
No. What are they saying?
Oh,
anything I
God.
Know?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look them up, huh? Look them up.
But I still got it right.
You still got it right. That's weird. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Martha is Paul McCartney's dog.
Yes, it was. And
ZZ Top, the only guy without a beard.
His name was Beard.
Hey, we'll see you next time.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.